You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear, all backed by above-and-beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20, code pod20, for 20% off your first product.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions, wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Donald Trump has made his first public appearance since the shooting at the weekend. The former president was welcomed to chants of fight, fight, fight at the Republican convention last night in Milwaukee. Appearing with a bandaged ear, he didn't actually address the crowd on the first night of the event. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, is there. He's been asking Republican Party members about their feelings on the assassination attempt.
We are praying for President Trump. We are praying for the injured. We are praying for the family of Tory Compatore.
Respects are being paid to the victims of Saturday's shooting here at the Republican National Convention. The assassination attempt of Donald Trump has not impacted the schedule of events here in Milwaukee, as the former president made his first public appearance since the shooting.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next president of the United States, Donald J.
Grannies for Trump. Yeah, 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 yeah. Grandmas for Trump. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And what do you think Trump does for you, or how does he represent you?
Trump does everything that I want him to represent. I mean, not just make America great again. I like the new make America great once again. Because there was a time we did, and he's a businessman, and he stood up. When he got hit and he stood up after that, that's uncommon valor. That's soldiering you haven't seen before. That dude was ready to go back and speak to the people again. I mean, who else would do that for us? He's a businessman, so MAGA all the way, baby, Trump 2024.
Singer and Trump fan Gucci Granny outside the convention on the first night. But for those involved in politics, how has the shooting impacted the party and the election? Thomas McInerney is a delegate from Ohio and says Trump's reaction shows how determined he is.
That was emotional. His response was a response of a leader. Many people would just crumble into a little curl and be whisked off by the Secret Service. Not him. He comes up and he does the fight, fight, fight. It tells you, come after me, I'm still going to fight. Nothing's going to stop me. If you look at the timing of the assassination attempt, right before the nomination on the National Convention, that would have been a very problematic situation. We're here to take and make America great again.
And how do you feel being in politics yourself? Do you feel safe now that it has become very divided and toxic at times?
Well, I think the division is caused by the ruling managerial elite class, in my opinion. Their objective is to get the pitchfork people and the torch people angry at each other so they don't get mad at the king. You know, that's the kind of how it is.
My name is Jean Solnadal. I'm the chair of Alameda County in California.
On Saturday with that news, where were you when you heard that, or what was it like throughout the party?
That was awful. I was actually watching the rally on TV, and I didn't know if he had fallen off stage or what. And then I heard the gunshot, and I said, oh my gosh, there's gunfire. And then it was announced that he had been shot. What an awful way to conduct politics. You don't have to kill someone because they don't agree with you.
And when we see politics getting more toxic at times, does it ever make you consider your role in politics, or are you at the end of abuse yourself online? Or?
I get abused as well, yes, all the time. And so sometimes it's hard to keep going because you just, the abuse is just sometimes overwhelming. But you know, we have to fight for our beliefs.
Do you think now, after the shooting, has it changed the tone? Has it changed the tempo in the election?
I think it'll change the tempo for a minute, but I think that the opposition will be right back to their dirty tricks probably within a week or two.
My name is Jeff Taylor. I am a delegate from the state of Iowa. I think the long-term effects of what happened, I don't know. So everything is kind of in flux right now with President Biden. We don't know whether he's going to actually be the candidate of the opposing party. So I think it's too early to tell. I would like to think it would affect the tone, but Democrats have very much taken a demonization approach in a very personal way of calling him a fascist and comparing him to Hitler, and before that it was a Russian puppet and all of that. So that stirred a lot of people up, thinking that he's so evil, must be stopped.
Does the colorful language go both ways?
To some extent it does, but it's a little bit different. I don't think the average Republican, you know, is calling Biden in those kinds of names. They think he's incompetent, they think he's maybe senile, but it isn't that they kind of see him as just sort of a average Democrat who's ruining the country. So there is strident language, certainly, by Republicans, but it isn't like if we elect Biden, the whole country's going to end. Or if people are saying that, they're exaggerating. That's not what I believe. I think he's been a bad president, but it's not a life or death for the country or for democracy.
There was more than strident language on the first night of the convention, as videos played of President Joe Biden saying that he can't walk up steps or put on clothes. So it seems as the language is still very much personalized in this US election. Will the tone change, or is this just the US as we know it?
Josh Crosby reporting there from Milwaukee. Josh will be there all week reporting on the Republican Party convention.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20, code pod20, for 20% off your first product.